This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Casey, the executive vice president and editor at Talkers Magazine, to sing his version of the Talk Radio Countdown. Are you ready?
I won't be singing, but if you'd like me to tell you the stories, Doug, I will do that.
Oh, come on, you killjoy. Good heavens, that's horrible. Hi, Kevin's here because Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher, is out of commission in a manner of speaking. he's usually in a group by himself in a manner of speaking, but he's in a large group of people who have no power, no electricity, no connection to reality or the world because of the storm. I'm surprised it didn't affect you more. Boy, when you look at this, sort of a subset of the top 10 this week, those of us in the Northeast, actually all the way up from Jersey through the coast of the Cape and up into inland New England, there are 108-mile-an-hour winds blowing on the Cape. You knew that, right?
I did know that. Yeah, it was very windy here, too.
Oh, my God, yeah. Knock trees down, power out, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, well, that's not on the story list. Kevin is here to do Michael's bidding for him, and we'll start with a complete list, a thorough list, the actual list of the charts for the week of October 14th to the 20th. Whoops, wait a minute. No, the 14th to the 18th, the top stories, and then the people we'll talk about are what Kevin believes to be the big stuff here, the stories behind the stories. All right, Kevin, take it away.
Well, it's not just me, Doug. It is from Talkers Magazine, and it's bigger than me. So here we go. The top News Talk stories for this week. At number 10, Elijah Cummings dies. At number 9 this week, Fort Worth cop kills a black woman. At number 8, the Brexit deal. Number 7 this week, stock market and the economy. At number 6, U.S.-China relations and the LeBron James NBA flap. At 5, gun control and immigration reform. At 4, health care and climate change. At number 3 this week, 2020 presidential race tied with the Democratic debate. At number 2, U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. And number 1, most talked about story this week, the impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. People from 10 to 1, here we go. Number 10, Elijah Cummings. At number 9, Aaron Dean and Tatiana Jefferson. At number 8, Boris Johnson. Number 7, Nancy Pelosi. At number 6, Amy Klobuchar and Beto O'Rourke. Number 5, Pete Buttigieg and Kamala Harris. At 4, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Number 3, Rudy Giuliani. At number 2, Joe and Hunter Biden. And, of course, at number 1 this week, as usual, Donald Trump.
As usual. Okay. Did you watch the Democratic debate yourself this week?
I did not watch it myself. I read synopses of it.
Yeah.
I was otherwise occupied, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, it's, I think that it's gotten to the point of being banal. Do you think that that's kind of a, these people are all caricatures of themselves, and the way that they present themselves, the real issues don't really get discussed. There's no depth. You think that bothers the average radio, news talk radio listener, that everything is so superficial these days?
I think it bothers the population in general, too. I think that during the election period from now until next November, you get a lot of platitudes, but not a lot of substance, as you said, not a lot of depth. People are afraid of tipping off their programs so that people will then shred them and tear them apart and say, hey, you know, you can't possibly get away with that. You won't have the votes in Congress or whatever. So they stick with things that they believe in, you know, general philosophies. I mean, and we're seeing it with health care as one of the big ones, and that's on the list this week, obviously, as, Elizabeth Warren and the rest of the Democrats were sparring about, you know, or they were attacking her about how she's going to pay for her Medicare
for
all, you know.
Wait a minute, Kevin, it's going to be free. Nobody has to pay. It's free.
I think free. Well, first, I think that everyone anyone with half a brain or who's been around the block at least once understands that any government program isn't ultimately free. It comes from taxpayer money. So, you know, I think people get that. The question is, are you going to go further into debt? Are you going to, you know, take the country further into debt to pay for this program? Or do you have a way to make it try to be a break-even type program?
You know, it's very interesting. You talk about a lot of the promises that were made, or people realizing that a lot of the things the politicians say never come to fruition. I remember the phrase, drain the swamp. You remember that phrase from the last election?
I do.
Drain the swamp. How well has the swamp been drained? Might be a good question. The answer is included in sort of what Kevin was just telling us about the debt and how you're just going to assume more debt. At this point of the year, where actually we're starting a new fiscal year, the government, you figure this out, starts a fiscal year in October, huh?
Yeah.
So anyway, the amount of money that we have borrowed to this point since George Bush the son was president, we're up to $21 trillion plus. And Trump promised and promised and promised that by draining the swamp, we were going to cut back on the waste, fraud, abuse, and corruption of the government, and there'd be no more borrowing. Well, at this point, he's borrowed more than anybody else has on an annualized basis since he came into office. So one wonders about that, and even whether we wonder if it does it ever get paid off? Are we going to, you know, before World War II, a lot of the European countries, I think it was Italy, it may have been, I'm not sure which, it may have been Poland, used to carry money, the paper money that was in use at the time, in a wheelbarrow to the store to buy a loaf of bread. So is our currency...
Yeah, that's the famous image you're referring to, of, and it's German marks is what
German,
it is. It was a period between World War One and World War II. It's a famous image of a bunch of kids playing with a wheelbarrow full of German marks because it was basically worthless.
Yeah, right. So at what point, I know one of the things that's on the list this week, number seven, the economy, at what point, the stock market's been pretty stable, keeps going up a little bit here and a little bit there, takes its licks and... Was it the old Timex watch keeps its licking, takes its licking, keeps on ticking? But at some point, somehow, unless the economy changes a whole lot, something's going to have to come home to roost here, and nobody seems to deal with that, right?
Well, sure. I mean, I think, look, economists will tell you that recessions are inevitable and that we're due for one. It's kind of like an earthquake. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen in, you know, 3 years. And that's just what people are concerned about. When is it going to happen? You know, obviously, Trump is very concerned about it. He doesn't want it to happen within the next, you know, 12 months, obviously. What will have precipitated it? What will have made it worse? Or what could make it, you know, less painful? You know, and this is all about the policy that the Democrats were discussing on Tuesday, and, you know, that the president is trying to say, hey, you know, I've kept the economy really good.
Right. Well, in fact... whether he's done it or not, we all, you know, is when I come back with you, Kevin, in a moment, I want to discuss somebody's idea for a possible presidential candidate who could win. We're at number three, the presidential race and who's running, et cetera, et cetera. Maybe there's a wild card out there, a person who has not shown up yet, or maybe it's just us with a little news talk conjecture. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine is here in place of Michael on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with a request. I would like you to look at yourself objectively in the mirror when you are naked. How do you like the way your body looks? If you're pleased as pie, then you probably ought not to waste your time listening to me for the next 60 seconds, unless you want to pass this information along to somebody who isn't pleased with the way he or she looks when they stand naked in front of the mirror. If you are heavy by 7 pounds, if you're heavy by 30 pounds, if you're heavy by 100 pounds, this program from Calitren, Calotren, can work for you. It doesn't make a difference how much you want to lose. It's keeping it off that's the key. And with Calitrin, you get on the program, you'll see tons of reference when you go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com or go to Facebook.com/Calitrin. You'll see the people who have been motivated to lose weight and how well they've done. And then you'll find out how the program works. There are answers to the most frequently asked questions at Calitrin.com. What I want you to know is that it worked. Even I didn't want to lose. I didn't need to lose a bunch of weight at the beginning of springtime, but I did. And I stay on the program because I want to keep myself looking the way I feel good about looking at me when I'm in front of the mirror. So let's get you looking well and happy with what you see in the mirror. Let's have you keep the weight off. The main ingredient of the all-natural Calitrin is collagen protein, which will help you build muscle, lean muscle, and push the fat out. Therefore, you lose the weight. Take it now. Actually, take it at bedtime. Every day, you'll see a great difference. Stay on the program 4 or 5 months, and you will like the results. Please go to Calitrin.com. Special deal when you use the DJV code. We'll give you whatever the best price is plus free shipping. That's now at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight safely, naturally, effectively, and keep it off. Calitrin.com. Best deal comes with using the code DJV.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Kevin Casey is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We're reviewing the stories and the people, ancillary discussions about some of the nuance as it applies to these various stories. So number three is the presidential race, and one person, a talk radio personality, has introduced Michelle Obama into the mix. What do you think of that, Kevin?
Well, she certainly has, you know, political experience by osmosis.
Yeah.
She's got a very positive public image among Democrats. There's no question about it. She's almost, you know, dare I say, she's almost Jackie O-like in the way that, you know, Democrats feel about her. That's interesting. I hear more rumblings about Hillary Clinton getting in the race than I do her, you know?
What a waste of time that would be. But in terms of the presidential, what people ask the question, well, what skill set do you have to have? There are a lot of people who say if you're not a seasoned Washington politician, you can't make it. A lot of people would like to have somebody who isn't a politician run or just knows how to run a business like Michael Bloomberg. So I guess, you know, what does it tell? Where's the book that says this is what you, these are the skills you got to have if you're president?
Yeah, no, there isn't one. And that's a great question. And it comes down to the fact that America has always looked at it as, you know, representative by the people, you know, of the people, for the people. And that's meant anyone could be president.
Yeah, great. You could be president. Kevin Casey for president. Hey, I'll be vice president. We're doing a little talk about talk here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, this is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey, who is the executive editor and vice president of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. You can find these stories and people listed every week at Talkers.com. You know, there's a lot of, when we have our annual convention, and if you look at Talkers, you can go to Talkers.com anytime. More and more, I'm even looking at the most recent one, more and more, Kevin, there is a focus on podcasting and the various companies who do it and whether or not that's the next. Is that part of what we're talking about? Do you review some of the podcasts or are they so narrow? We used to call what we did for a living as broadcasting, and now they refer to it as narrowcasting, and I wonder how narrow we can go. Some of these good popular podcasts last, what, 15, 20, 25 minutes? And that's plenty for people, yeah? The cooking podcast.
Well, yeah. No, I mean, look, podcasting is just another form of audio entertainment. It is, it can be very narrow. It can be, you know, to, you know, knitting enthusiasts could find a podcast for them to listen to. Yeah, yeah. Seriously, or you could have a podcast that talks about the stuff that they're talking about on talk radio, impeachment or whatever. So, it can be both. The actual medium itself is actually broadcasting because you get it over the internet. Now it's not live, it's downloadable, otherwise it's called streaming if it's live, just so people know what we're talking about. And it's a great new format, but it's different. It's different than live radio completely.
There are 9 podcasts on knitting.
I believe it.
9.
I believe there are probably more.
What every knitter should listen to, podcasts about knitting are a great way to connect with other knitters. I guess there's one called The Yarniacs.
I like that.
Oh, my God. So fun. Well, but could we survive as a medium, the talk radio business, if we had all narrowcast? Because the stuff, I mean, let's face it, what talk radio has become is pretty narrow from what it was in the days when we were kids. We could listen to Michael Jackson or any number of Jerry Williams in Boston and Gene Burns who talked about everything. It wasn't just politics. It was whatever was going on in life. And I guess I hearken back to the good old days myself, because that's what I, in my daily program, that's kind of what I do. But it's rare now to find that. And so it doesn't, some of those things don't become part of the mix because not enough people are talking about those stories, right?
Well, I think all radio has narrowed. I mean, if you're old enough to remember the day, and so probably are a lot of your listeners here that remember MOR stations,
yeah, Middle of the Road.
They played everything. They played, yeah, you know, the pop. They played everything from the Rolling Stones to, you know, Montavani. I mean, you know, yeah, these were and
I was one of those guys, Kevin.
I bet you were. I bet you were. But I mean, it was just more broad, you know, in the way it was programmed. And I think, yeah, music formats have been whittled down to try to find those, you know, non-radio words. We use the P1 term, but you're trying to find, yeah, that group of people who are very interested in what you're up to and targeting them and hammering them with what you got as far as programming.
And P1s, not to get too much into the weeds, are your most formidable listeners, your most loyal, your regular listeners, the people that listen to you no matter what. If they're drowning in a pool and they're close to a radio, when Limbaugh goes on at noontime Eastern time, they're going to want to listen to Limbaugh as they go down. Yeah, but that's really it. That's an interesting and a very, that's part of what this program is about, by the way. Michael and I, as you know, spend a lot of time talking about the nuance of it because we figure people that are listening to this program are really devoted to the format, and that's why we give them a little extra that they might not get anywhere else, hopefully. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this quarantine, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJ V Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying he's demonstrated what he calls tough love over Syria to get Turkey to agree to a temporary ceasefire, which Turkey is calling a mere pause in the fighting. At a campaign rally in Dallas last night, the president said he had to let Turkey and Syrian Kurdish forces fight for a few days in order to make that deal that was announced late yesterday, Turkey agreeing to a 5-day halt to its campaign against those Kurdish forces to give them a chance to get out of the region if they choose to. On strike for over a month now, GM workers are to vote on a tentative deal with the automaker this weekend. History made in space today.
The spacewalk today did begin officially at 6:38 a.m. Central Time.
The first all-female spacewalk with astronauts Christina Cook and Jessica Meir continuing, and this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. They're going through the top news talk stories of the week as discussed on talk radio. Recap of the top stories this week. At number 10, Elijah Cummings dies. At number 9, Fort Worth cop kills black woman. At number 8 this week, the Brexit deal. At number 7, stock market and the economy. At number 6 this week, U.S.-China relations and the LeBron James NBA flap. At number 5 this week, gun control, immigration reform. At number 4, healthcare, and climate change tied at number four. At number three, 2020 presidential race and the Democratic debate. And at number two this week, U.S. troop withdrawal from Syria. The top story this week, as discussed on News Talk Radio, impeachment inquiry and the Ukraine scandal. So it's been a big week with politics, obviously, Doug, with the Democratic debate held on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. So let's go back to a discussion, if we can, for a moment of podcasting. And the this is something that has come up at our talkers. Can I say ours? Because I go every year. You put it together with Michael. But the talkers convention, which brings talk radio people together from all over the country every year in June, usually. And the focus has been on women a lot. We talk about different things. Podcasting certainly has become a big topic, and who some of the stars are. And one of the things that has come out is the lack of women who are doing good issue-oriented talk and news talk stuff. And more of them are showing up, though, on podcasts. Do you think that the talk radio business doesn't have women present at its own expense? I think that maybe is an awkward question, but the fact that so many women are doing podcasts seems to me to tell us that there's a need for women to be on the air. And the fact that they aren't on in many or most of the traditional news talk stations with prominence tells me that we're missing an opportunity. Do you think that's true or not?
That's a good question. I mean, whether we're missing an opportunity, I think that if you're asking, do we need more female voices in media in general, some people would say yes, others would say no, that it's just fine that women will get into it as they become interested in doing it. There are a lot of women in media, not as many in news talk or maybe, the current events type stuff, as you might see a bit. But look at The View. I mean, you've got a show that's centered around, five women talking about the issues of the day. There's no question that back in the day, and not so long ago, women were, kept out of prominent roles on radio. Remember what was the old saw was if you were on a morning show, you were the laugh gal, right?
Right. You're the blonde bimbo. Exactly.
Yeah, the woman was hired to laugh at the male host's jokes and, maybe read a little news or whatever. And things become formulaic in media, and people stick with it. And also, it certainly was difficult in many situations, in many companies and so on, to get on the air as a woman. So I think that's been a real thing. I think you see more and more getting into it now, and you see highly successful women in the business. I mean, look at Laura Ingraham. It jumped from, been back and forth between television and radio and now full-time on Fox News. So, you have a successful woman there who, rode the news talk trail to success.
The news talk truck, maybe. I like that. In Talkers this week, there's a story that brings me around a thing. I used to love John McLaughlin the McLaughlin group that was on public television forever and ever and ever. And now apparently there is a revival of it, the distribution of a new podcast that has that in it. And I think about some of the things that we are doing and bringing back and wondering if that also isn't a sign that we're not doing enough, that we're not creative enough. There's a need and all. And the podcasting is finding these niches, these needs. And I know we have talked before, not necessarily here. Maybe you can help us a little with where the new talk hosts come from. You must have input. Now, where in the world are, because the old guys, let's face it, I'm not going to be able to talk forever. Limbaugh's not going to be able to talk forever. Ramsey's not going to be able to talk forever. So who's coming along to replace these people, and where do they come from?
Well, we don't necessarily know. I mean, obviously, the media landscape is changing. Content on demand, such as a podcast, that's going to remain popular. It'll probably grow in popularity. Back to your earlier, what you said about creativity in the business, and especially in the radio business, that's been a gripe for a long time. If you go to any conference, there'll be people, kvetching in the halls about how no one's creative, no one takes a chance anymore. I've got this great idea for a show, and it's different, and that's great. But the reality, too, is that managers are hamstrung. They are expected to turn profits quickly. I think most of your listeners probably are not aware that when I'm going to forget the station wrong. It was one of the New York stations when it dropped music and went to news in the 60s.
It was
Well, it was either Winds or WCBS.
It was Winds.
I don't remember which one.
No, it was Winds. W-I-N-S. Winds.
Yep. W-I-N-S. It was 5 years before they made a profit.
Yeah.
So, and it would people sit around and wait for a media business venture to take 5 years to take a profit these days?
No.
And the answer
is
no.
They wouldn't wait 5 months. Never mind 5 years these days. They wouldn't. But, well, yeah, that's
right.
A great example. 1010 Winds was one of the big rock it was fabulous. They had all those Westinghouse stations in that era, WBZ in Boston, KYW in Philadelphia. You go to Los Angeles and the Westinghouse station there. Now I'm trying to remember the call letters at the time. Anyway, yeah, they all, because FM came in, there was more music that moved over to FM, and so they had to do something else, and they did talk, and they did news, the spoken word formats, and have done very well with them. Some people who don't know a lot about the technology wonder why AM doesn't sound as good as FM, which is another problem for news talk, I think, don't you?
If you're AM only, there's no question about it. And with all of the RF in the air for your listeners, that's radio frequency, and all of your wireless devices produce it. That in the air has also negatively affected AM signals.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're talking the inside and outside. I love when Kevin is here, actually. I'm not trying to get you to replace Michael, but because we are able to get into some of the insightful stuff behind the time. Most of the time, Michael and I just have a good time with all of this stuff.
Well,
and
I hope we're having a good time.
We are. Well, it's entertaining. You see, that's another thing. People don't understand. When I was a kid growing up, maybe you too, we heard the word entertainment. We thought it meant laughing. All right, but entertainment is something that attracts and keeps your attention. And hopefully that's, yeah, what we are doing here and conversing about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, the talk radio countdown show. Kevin Casey and Doug Steffen, let me give you a bit of a push. For those of you who are interested in saving a lot of money on pillows, a lot of money on mattresses, and the ancillary things, the sheets that go with it, those Giza sheets that MyPillow has the best sheets I've ever slept on. They're really great. The pillows speak for themselves. The fact that they sell thousands of these things every day, tens of thousands of these pillows every week. This guy, Mike Lindell, is everywhere, all over the radio, all over television, selling his product. And he's proud of it, and well, he should be, because it's a product that is second to none. How many other pillows can you buy that at the end of 60 days, if you don't like them, you can send them back or bring them back to the store and get your money back? The answer is zero. The only company that does that is MyPillow. Yes, you heard me right. If you've never heard this before, you buy any product from MyPillow and you have 60 days to try it out. If you don't like it, you send it back. You get back your money and the taxes and the shipping, all of that stuff. Because these people believe in their product. It's a great product. The most comfortable mattress topper you'll ever own. Lots of savings on standard and queen-size pillows. The platinum pillows are at 66% off. Use the promo code DJV for the BOGO offers. The BOGOs. Yep. Those pillows you get, not the standard queen and platinum pillows that are on sale for like, they were $69, now $23. But the other pillows, you want a dog pillow, you want those neck pillows, all of the pillows, BOGO offer right now at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free. That's the deal. All of these things are washable. The pillow's washable, dryable. Please, go to MyPillow.com. Click on the new Radio Listener Special tab and get all these discounts I'm talking about. All the MyPillow products, you get better pricing using the promo code DJV. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow, promo code DJV. These are great radio specials. Get them now.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin and its huge 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Our final few minutes here with Kevin Casey, who is the executive editor of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm looking through the summary of things that you've written as they are. You list the top stories and then do a little, description of what went on. The aftermath of Tuesday's Democratic presidential debate, Trump administration Syria policy, withdrawal of American troops from northern Syria. That's a hard one. I don't know that a lot of people have grasped that, what's going on there, and whether we are, whether it's our job to call attention. I mean, I think it's my job. I've been talking about it a lot, how this bum, he isn't even a bum, he's a war criminal from Turkey, is lining up the Kurds because they don't like him and shooting them just like the Nazis did the Jews. They've dug trenches, shooting them 100, 200, 400 at a time. I mean, how is that not first and foremost of our focus, the things that we're focused on, Kevin?
Well, I mean, Americans are, in general, I think that they don't like to hear this, but in general, Americans are woefully unknowledgeable about global affairs.
Yeah.
And it didn't necessarily used to be that way either. I think we've become much more inwardly focused in this country. And certainly, you know, the president's sort of mantra about, you know, America first, you know, make America great again, sort of even made, I think, a lot of people who might have glanced around the globe to see what was going on a little more introspective again, just because we seem to be so focused on America, 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 and perhaps, depending upon your opinion on this, not realizing the important role that the U.S. plays in keeping the world stable.
Yeah,
and thinking,
right.
Well, it's not our business to do that. And there are people, especially in Washington, who would say it is our business to do that.
Yeah. All right. Good overview, by the way, the essence of what we've got going on here. Lots of talk about lots of the conversational items that are big. That's what the story list is all about and the people this is all about at Talkers Magazine. Kevin Casey here from Talkers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Time now for us to visit with college professor and law expert, because he's a lawyer, and he teaches law at Bentley University. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here with us. But don't forget, in addition to being a lawyer and a prof, he also is a writer, has done a lot of work on scams, thus the book Scamicide.com. You can check that out in their website. I mean, the book about scams, Identity Theft Alert, but the website is Scamicide.com. Hello. Got to get that one right, Steve Arino.
Yep.
The legal side of issues this week, let's start, because this probably has the most legs of all, or maybe it doesn't because it's getting old. The Fort Worth police person who killed a black woman, I've become very intolerant. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the police. And then, and I say that advisedly because it isn't all police, who just don't belong there. And it takes something like this for us to really sit up straight and take notice of what some of these guys are doing. Are they, what they think? What are they thinking? What, are they, well, you know, what happens to this guy now?
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, in that case, Aaron Dean, the officer, resigned, and the chief of police said, you know, fine, don't let the door hit you on the way out, because you were about to be fired, and has been charged with murder, which I find very interesting. You know, maybe there'll be a...
Why? Why do you find it interesting?
I think it was very much a manslaughter, a reckless action causing...
So what would he death. Be... He'd be charged with what in your book? If you were the prosecutor, what are you charging him with?
Manslaughter. I don't think there was an intent that should be that would lift it to the level of murder. I think perhaps in his mind, somehow he thought there was threatening. I mean, that's one of the things. There have been incidents where there have been issues of racial prejudice. Hell, there's no racial prejudice. He's shooting at someone he can't even see.
Yeah. You know, I guess that's true, yeah.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that's exposed, which really to me was the most shocking, is, yeah, the racist cops, and all. Yeah, that's something I can wrap my head around. This is someone who totally is untrained. And how many other poorly trained officers are there that are using deadly force? And this is an indictment of the systems around the country. There really isn't sufficient training for police officers. I'm kind of glad with the technology that we had the cameras, the body cams, to be able to, you know, see what the problem is, and hopefully that'll help us change things. But it's got to go to a lot more training, because this particular guy, totally out of line, but he's so normal, which is what really is scary.
Yeah, I've maintained, I think you've heard me say this before, we have too many police, especially in states like Florida, where the sheriff is tripping all over the local police, and there's the state highway patrol and state trooper. It's just, there's too many police in many areas, many jurisdictions. Yeah, remember Broderick Crawford? Yes, highway patrol. We are definitely showing our age with that one.
I guess so.
And even the way the sirens and that one light on the top of the car. Yeah. Yes, reminds me of the scene from Ghostbusters, in fact. So, all right. So, what I started to say was more training, better pay, fewer of them. That's what we need. And why am I the only genius who's got that figured out? There's just too many of them around. Meanwhile, back at the list here, the troop withdrawal from Syria. I'm wondering about the legalities. The president, and not just this president, since George Bush, in my mind, in my memory, president been taking way, way too much liberty and getting away with it. I don't know whether they browbeat the politicians that are in Congress and get them to go along with the declaration, or they just don't give a damn about Congress, and they do stuff like Trump did this week. Okay, so I don't need anybody's permission. I'm going to take the troops out. Okay, that's true, I guess, in a part. There's nothing illegal about what he did, right?
Maybe. I mean, he is the commander-in-chief, but it does seem, and I think you get your head wrapped around it, that Congress has given up its power to, as far as declaring war, and these various police actions and other actions that the presidents have taken on the authority, and Congress just basically has been negligent in reining that in. And it, not just George Bush, you could look at just about every other president. Yeah, when it's an emergency situation, they have to act. But operating the military, I think, still comes within Congress.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, exclusively here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.